לחיים, לחיים. So we gather here tonight to celebrate a annual accomplishment that is actually unbelievable. I'm not sure how many people in the world accomplish completing Zohar and Medrash every year. I definitely am jealous. Tonight is the Ushpizna Maharan HaKayan, Maharan Kana Kadishim. Was it tonight or was it today?
It was today.
Nachman's Yotzat was today. So a lot. Reb Yehuda has managed to put everything together and jam it into the sukkah, we find the Gemara above Metzia. The Gemara says that the zchus of Vehu Oimed Aleihem, the zchus that Avraham Avinu stood over his guests, we were zoicha, Bnei Yisrael were zoicha in the midbar to the Anani HaKavod. They merited the clouds of glory. The Gemara lists there everything that Avraham did resulted in Bnei Yisrael receiving something in the midbar. He brought them food, so we got them on. He brought them water, we got the be'er, so on and so forth. And the zchus of Vehu Oimed Aleihem, the zchus of him standing over them, we were zoicha to the Anani HaKavod. Now the difficulty is that we know that we were zoicha to the Anani HaKavod through Aharon HaKohen. Aharon HaKohen, the pasuk says that as soon as Aharon HaKohen was nifter, the Anani HaKavod went away. So is it in the zchus of Avraham Avinu or is it the zchus of Aharon HaKohen? We find in the Gemara, Machlokes Tanoim, whether the sukkahs that we're sitting in now, are they to commemorate Sukkahs Mamish? Are they to commemorate the actual sukkahs that Hashem, that we built for ourselves in the Midbar? Or does it represent, is it here to commemorate the Anani HaKavod? So to understand what the machlokes is, I think of even Poshet. The Anani HaKavod has two, the clouds of glory, have two components to them. One is that they protected Klal Yisrael from the elements, from Koyr and Chayim, from heat and cold and rain and whatever it might have been. They protected Klal Yisrael. And the Anani HaKavod also represents it represents Hashras HaShchina. It's interesting that we find by Avraham Avinu, it says in the pasuk over there, it says, "Who aimed aleihem tachas ha'etz vayochelu." He stood over them under the tree and they ate. Now the Torah HaKadoshah doesn't splurge on words. Why is it necessary for us to know that he stood over them under the tree? So I'd like to suggest that we know that Rashi writes over there in the beginning of the parasha, "Kechayim hayoyim," Rashi says, it was a very hot day. The day that the angels came to visit Avraham Avinu was a very hot day. Avraham Avinu did not know that they were angels. And I believe what the pasuk is telling us is that Avraham Avinu, in order to make sure that his guests were comfortable, he stood in the way of the sun so to provide shade for his guests. So there was no tree. There was no tree. Who aimed aleihem tachas ha'etz means he stood over them instead of a tree. where it's the word tachas can mean instead. Well, Oimed Aleihem tachas ayis, he stood over them instead of a tree, vayachelu. He protected them, he took the heat of the sun in order to protect his guests. And we find a similar concept by the Rebbeinu Shleilem al Anani HaKovid. It says by Mitzrayim, it says that the Anan went between Mitzrayim and Bnei Yisrael, and it received the, it took the arrows into it, so that we shouldn't be affected by the arrows of the Egyptians. And Rashi comments that Hashem says, "Mutav sheyikonas achetz bi leyikonas bebonai." I'd rather the arrow goes into me, not into my children. So there was a midah keneged midah here, in a phenomenal way, that Avraham Avinu said, "I'd rather take the heat, so that my guests should be comfortable." And the Rebbeinu Shleilem repaid us with Anani HaKovid that protect us from the elements. Aharon Kahane Kadisha brought Hashruas Hashchina into Klal Yisrael. The chelik of the Anani HaKovid that represents Hashruas Hashchina, that we got through Aharon HaKoyen. Aharon HaKoyen who did the Avodah. Aharon HaKoyen is Sheshvini de Matronisa. Aharon HaKoyen, who is able to show each and every Yid how there is Hashruas Hashchina within themselves. That's how he was Oyev Esabrius and Makarv and Latoyra. He was able to show each and every individual Yid how they have a neshama that's a chelik of the Kamimal. He showed the Hashruas Hashchina that lies within each and every Yid. Avraham Avinu gave us the chelik of the Anani HaKovid that was protection. And Aharon HaKohen gave us the chelik of the Anani HaKovid that was Hashruas Hashchina. The Torah HaKadosha, which once again we are celebrating, is Siyam and a tremendous chelik of Torah. The Torah also, we find the Torah is Magino Matzle. The Torah shelters, the Torah saves a person, protects a person. On the other hand, we know that the Torah, Kol Yoshev Oysev HaTorah Shechina Kenegdoi, Torah brings Hashruas HaShechina. So the machlokes tanoim, whether it was Sukkos Mamish or Hashruas HaShechina, there's no machlokes. The question is, which part of the Anani HaKovid are we here to celebrate? Are we here to celebrate the chelik of the Anani HaKovid that served as Sukkos Mamish, that served as a protection? Or are we here to celebrate the chelik of the Anani HaKovid that was brought Hashruas HaShechina? We mentioned before today is the Yortzeit of Rav Nachum Breslov. We find both of these inyanim, the inyan of a tzaddik, the inyan of a tzaddik, protecting the generation. Protecting generations to come, and the inyan of Hashruas HaShechina, that whoever learns the holy writings of the Menachem Breslov will find that they have Hashruas HaShechina within themselves. He brings Hashruas HaShechina into each and every Yid. So my bracha to Rabbi Yehuda and his mishpacha, that they should be zoiche to the protection of the Torah HaKadosha, to the protection of the tzaddik, protection of the sukkah, along with the Hashruas HaShechina, that all of these have to offer. And Rabbi Yehuda is the one that is marbitz Torah. He's one that gives over everything that he has. He's able to give over to others in a tremendous way. And he should have tremendous hatzlach in this area of bringing the protection of the tzaddik, the protection of the Torah, to Klal Yisroel and the Ikir Hashruas HaShechina, to infuse every Yid with the knowledge that the Shechina dwells within them, and through that he should be zoicha to be oyev es abriyos and makarvan la Torah, which is the midah of Aharon Kana Kadisha.
Amen. 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 Amen.